It's All Talk on a Wednesday morning. I'm Kevin Dietz coming to you from the Golden Tower of the Fisher Building. The number is 1-800-859-0957, 1-800-859-0WJR. Give us a call, give us a text, be a part of the show. Listen to this. New national data shows a sharp and encouraging decline in on-duty law enforcement officer deaths in 2025, a nearly 25% reduction year over year. Total on-duty deaths dropped from 148 to 111, a major year-over-year improvement. Firearm-related officer deaths hit their lowest point in at least a decade, and traffic and roadside fatalities fell more than 20%. Oakland County Sheriff Michael Bouchard has spent decades focused on officer safety, training, and accountability. He joins us now. Good morning, sir.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing well. This is really encouraging news. I know one is too many, but to see these numbers come down and come down fairly dramatically is impressive.
Well, it's encouraging news on one level in that we lost less officers across the country. But what kind of is below the water surface that isn't really noticed is that we had almost an officer shot or two officers shot every day of the year. So there were 369 or 370 some. So every day an officer, basically, if you just kind of game it out, got shot. And thankfully, not as many died this year, but that many did get, in fact, shot. So on that level, it's still a very sad and high number. And the other thing that is encouraging is the reduction in the automobile fatalities. Traffic stops are very dangerous, and cars being struck and officers being killed on traffic stops is a huge, huge problem, and people need to move over. It's state law, but people don't still to this day. So that's encouraging that that has in fact dropped, but I'm still very cautious about how many officers were shot last year. Ambushes are still pretty high and pretty trending in the wrong direction, meaning that they specifically lie in wait to shoot an officer. Again, thankfully, less died this year, but the numbers on those fronts are still pretty sad and pretty dangerous.
Yeah, it's really, really sad and very, very concerning. When you look at the areas of improvement, how much of it can you point to training or you know, like smarter traffic stop procedures?
Yeah, I think a reduction in some of the traffic stop fatalities is in part because of that. We changed, you know, how you park your car when you've got people pulled over, trying to get them to a spot that's a little more visible so people don't come over a hilltop and come upon you on a traffic stop. Doing those kinds of things make a big difference and give you an opportunity to be in a cone of safety, if you will, or better safety than if the stop occurred in a different form or fashion. So all of that's important. The kinds of lights we have on our cars, you know, in terms of visibility, that's important. And public awareness, as I said, you know, it's state law here in Michigan that you have to move over a lane. Some people still are not aware of it to this day. You know, I've pulled cars over and seen people whiz by within, you know, feet or inches of me sometimes. And, you know, it's important that people know they need to pull over for not just the officer's safety, but it's the law.
You talk about better lights and visibility. The body armor is getting better as the equipment. Are we investing enough in technology, things that can keep our officers safer? Can we do more? And if we did, could the numbers come down even further?
Yeah, absolutely. We can and must do more. And I've been working for many years with the county commission and the executive to try to get a state-of-the-art training center built. We're still working on it. We have some opportunities, I think, in this year, hopefully, to get that underway. It's really important that, you know, on two levels. It's important for officer safety that we have state-of-the-art, realistic, real-world training, because that immerses them in things that they may face. And if they do face it, if they're practiced, they're more likely to have a better outcome, a safer outcome. It's just like an NFL football team. If they're not practicing all through the week, then on Sunday, they're not at their best. If you make your mistakes in practice, correct those, you're more likely to have better outcomes in a game. And the same is true in police work. So, and better outcomes mean people come home alive. And that's critically important. But you have to have an environment to do that training. You know, like ranges of yesteryear where you're standing in a static lane and shooting a paper target is not realistic, real training. You have to simulate in a real world scenario, what is it like to go into an active shooter situation in a school or at a different venue, or how to react if you're ambushed in a police car, which is very common these days across the country. I mean, our deputy was ambushed and murdered in his car, you know, as we saw that with Deputy Reckling. So how do you respond to situations you will in fact face in the real world, but you have to train in those rather than static moments. So train in a range that can accommodate having a car so you can shoot out of or under or around a car and have your targets moving and have a situation where you can practice entering a school or a house of worship for active shooters. I mean, tragically, our agency has responded to 4 mass shootings in 5 years. So this is real world stuff that we're facing. We need real world training to practice it and get better. And those kinds of things then not only play out on the safety, they also play out on the lawsuit side. If you're not trained well and something goes wrong, your community's going to get sued. So it's a benefit not only for life and safety and health and welfare of the community and our officers, but for their financial well-being of the community.
Yeah, and I imagine with every incident, unfortunate incident, we get new information and things that we can train on. Are we spending enough time, effort, and money on dispatch protocols and stronger backup for officers out on the street?
Yes, our dispatch team is amazing. The kind of things that they do and they think of, and we have built-in software programs that if you ask this question and they answer that way, then you ask this question and you tell them what to do to stay safe or to try to render aid in the moment until help arrives. They're amazing. They are juggling so many balls in our emergency center, and I'm so proud of what they do every day. We've seen them literally save lives, and they also know how to gather and direct resources to support our people in the field when they're facing danger head on. So that's real important. The final piece of the puzzle that you kind of touched on, which is really important, and that is peer-to-peer support. And we still don't have enough of it in our agency or across the country. Last year and the year before that, and I can keep going, more officers died by suicide than died in the line of duty. The stresses on the men and women of today in law enforcement are over the top. And so we need to have mechanisms to recognize when they're in stress and how we can help them process what they can't unsee that they see every day. Those things that we deal with in law enforcement, you know, this study after study will tell you that, you know, heart conditions and the longevity life expectancy of police officers when they retire is much lower than the general population. So how do we help them in an incredibly stressful job to be able to perform, but also keep them healthy, keep them mentally healthy as well? And that's a big evolution, you know, like after the Grand Blanc tragedy, we sent our peer-to-peer team up to help them because a lot of agencies just don't have those resources stood up. And that, I think, needs to happen in every agency, and the communities
right.
that provide those agencies need to support that financially in a substantial way.
Oakland County Sheriff Mike Bouchard, thank you for your service. Thank you for your time today and bringing us up to date on this. We appreciate it.